two thieves are on the cross, and one of them curses Jesus, the other repents for forgiveness. And Jesus says, and you won't find this in a translation, it's too bad it's not. He said, today you will be with me in the garden. Today you'll be with me in the garden. Genesis. Back into a relationship that we truly are with God. And so on the cross, he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And people say, why did God forsake him? You have to go back to that cup when Paul says, he who knew no sin became sin. That's the moment that Jesus became separated from God, became totally like us, so that he could be us to set us free. So then he cries out, into thy hands I commend my spirit. When he's like that, he gets back into that relationship. And then he says something interesting. He says, it is finished. And it's not finished, is it? He's not dead yet. Hadn't been buried. Hadn't risen. Pentecost hadn't come. How could he say it's finished? Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. My son was coaching basketball in St. Margaret's small Episcopal high school, and they're playing, I think it was the Long Beach Amazons. And the score was 80-40, favor the Amazons in the fourth quarter. It wasn't over, but it was what? As good as over. And when Jesus said, it is finished, it was as good as finished, because they could do nothing else to him than what Satan had done. And now, it was no longer Good Friday, it becomes God's Friday.